So when new people see that there is some groupism within our movement, and when it's in the same area, there are different groups, then how do we explain to them? Actually, in today's world, it is almost impossible to hide our dirty linen. The internet is there. If people want to find out controversy, they can easily find out controversies. So if somebody knows some things, there's no need to deny that. We don't have to highlight it ourselves, but we don't have to deny it. We can just in an intelligent way, we can just tell that, Krishna is an all-attractive God. And Krishna can inspire different people to serve in different ways. So within the process of bhakti also, that there are different people with different inspirations, different kinds of understanding, and they're practicing differently. So rather than demonizing someone else or criticizing someone else, you say that yes, Krishna attracts different people in different ways. And this is what we are presenting. Somebody asks about them, yes. We don't have to, in the initial encounter, we can tell them, yes, that's also a place where Krishna bhakti is happening. This is what we are providing. So rather than negating them, we can focus on emphasizing what we are providing. And as far as differences are concerned, we can actually say that this is just because we are all individuals, because Krishna is a kind of accommodating God, so there are different people who serve in different ways. Now, specifically, if someone is following something which is objectionable, then we may have to tell them, getting into the nitty-gritties. But it all depends on how we present things. See, sometimes, we make, we by our presentation, we make something unimportant to important. Oh, there should never go over there. These are terrible people. It's like that, it's like that. When you emphasize that so much, then they start thinking, what is this over here? If you just actually make it very nonchalant, yes, there are different people, different inspirations. They're all serving Krishna. This is what we are offering. A lot often questions arise based on our own mode of presentation. So what we emphasize or how we speak some things, that triggers people's questions. So it's best to acknowledge that there are differences and say that it's not that it's unexpected. It's understood that there will be differences, and we focus on what we are offering. That way we can basically acknowledge and downplay. No need to highlight the differences. If somebody needs it, then maybe on a one-to-one basis, when they're sufficiently connected, we can explain things to them. But in general, most people are not very philosophical. So people don't get into so much into philosophical technicalities, what is right, what is wrong. They are interested in seeing in a human connection. So if you offer them that, then they get connected. And over a period of time, depending on what their need is, we can clarify issues further. But broadly, it is like Krishna's movement is very big. And we are inspired by our connections. Somewhere something else may happen which we hear about it, we feel very discouraged. Why is this happening like this? Somewhere else something may happen that may also shock us. But if we consider from our practical point of view, it is the experiences of Krishna consciousness that we have had, it is the connections with devotees that we have here, it is the opportunities for service that we get, it is the philosophical insight that we get. See, whatever has inspired us in our bhakti, that to us is the evidence that the process of bhakti works. And irrespective of the divisions, irrespective of the controversies, at an individual level, those who practice bhakti, for them bhakti works. And if we focus on that, sharing our individual conviction, our individual realization, yes, there are many things happening in many worlds, but this is the process which we are following, and it works for us. So instead of focusing on the institution so much, we focus on the wisdom and the process. And the wisdom and the process are accessible for everyone, and those who follow the wisdom, those who understand the wisdom, follow the process, they will be benefited, they will be elevated, they will be transformed. And yes, in the institution, there may be some who may not be following the wisdom, understanding the wisdom properly, who may not be following the process properly. It's just the nature of a big institution. we don't highlight that too much. So rather than stressing the point that they have to join an institution, we focus on the point that there is wisdom, there is process. Understand that, see if it helps you. That way, if we, as I say, place our cards on the table, you know, we are not hiding or denying something, but we don't have to highlight it also. Because for us, on our practical spiritual life, how much do the various controversies that are going on in this ISKCON world, how much do they matter for us? Only if we are an administrative body where we have to legislate them, then they matter. Otherwise, they don't matter for us. So, why should we make them matter for others? So, if they have those questions, address them in a nonchalant way. Not make it too highlighted. And gradually, whatever works for us, that appropriately adapted can work for them also. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.